Lisa as Dalem.
Boss as Gim.
Emil as Mina.
Joe as Joe.
I'm Joe, I'm the Dungeon Master, and welcome to Poorly Drawn Maps.
Oh my god. So many bad rolls last time. Did I finish leveling?
Yeah, you did. Emil is the one who actually has to level up today.
So Joe, I have to like up a tribute, right?
Yeah, you up one tribute, and then you get to put a move into on your sheet, and
which is the talking.
Yes, Emil is going to be able to talk to animals now, which is great.
Cool.
Which ones?
Oh shit!
All of them, including Fluffernubs, who's following you around, and we had a nice long discussion about spoiler stuff. So that's going to be fun.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Cool. Yes. And you know, there's so much, I'm still gonna be confused no matter what happens, so
that's fine. Great. I also didn't tell you everything, so yeah.
As one would.
I have enough to go forward, so it's gonna be good.
Sweet.
Yeah, I think Dalem, you had added the Hospitalier move, so you're all set there in the alignment spell. How's everybody else doing experience wise? Some of you might be leveling up again. Yeah, Joe, you're pretty close to leveling up again.
Yep.
Yeah, literally one away. And Gim is close as well. Great, good. Okay. So for today, there's a couple ways we can kind of do this. We got to touch base with where did Gim go? Unfortunately, Gim does not have Joe's fancy move where he can just declare, oh, I was somewhere cool, look at this weird, interesting things I got and collected. No, we have to actually figure out what that is. We can do that first, and then we can do kind of a recap when he meets in everybody else. So basically it'd be like, we'll do a little side, quick side adventure with Gim, figure things out, and when he meets up the group, the recap could be the group is explaining to Gim what happened and everything coming over, and that'll just be part of the recap. How does that sound to everyone?
Sure.
Pretty good.
Great.
You son of a bitch, I'm in.
All right, so we're going to flashback then to 3-4 days before to Gim, who is still in the town of Denhaven and has a little bit of a side mission for himself. Last time we were in Boiling Springs, he spoke to his contact about finding some, you know, some herbs, some drugs to help his side hustle sort of stuff. So Gim has taken him on himself today to kind of help his buddy out and try to find some stuff. So to start off, Gim, is there a direction you want to go to in the Delta to try to find something? And also, how do you get there? You do have a move called Connections. When you put word out to the Crimble Underbelly about something you want or need, roll plus Charisma. So that could be a good place to start, and you go off, and it could be either a thing of like you just meet up with some guys and they'll help you go and find some stashes and get some sellers and things, but it's up to you. How do you want to start?
Because I was thinking I had to find some way to get resources or do some research. So this seems like a way of kind of doing my research.
Yeah, absolutely. So give me a charisma roll. We'll start there and we'll go from that.
Okay.
4. Good. Okay. Mark XP.
Sure.
It begins.
Great start, guys.
Always a great start.
Excellent.
So, connections. When you put word out to the criminal underbelly about something you want or need, roll plus charisma. On a 10 plus, somebody has it just for you. On a 7 and 9, you'll have to settle for something close or it comes with strings attached. So I think, who is the criminal underbelly that you put your word out for? Is it the same group your contact is a part of, or is it somebody new out here?
Yeah, it's probably like the group that we first like met each other through.
The Metallic Rote, you mean? Or
no, just like me and Liedrick first met.
Do you have a name for that group?
I'm I'm blanking on it, but I'm sure I can remember at some point.
Right. Okay. Well, think about it then, because one of his guys comes up and he finds you. How do you put word out? Is it like, is there a message? Is there a place in the town that you can go? You know that, hey, if I drop a message here, somebody can find it. What does this look like?
Well, I'm not sure, but I just had the feeling that I need to search along the delta to find what I need.
Okay. So maybe then you find like a couple guys with like a boat who are getting ready to go out. And instead of like, you know, being willing to sell you anything, they offer, hey, come with us. We're going to go south and you have to come and help. You'll have to forage on your own. So the strings attaches, you're going to head south where we know that the delta gets more dangerous.
Well, except I roll a 4, so I don't get like anything out of it, do I?
Not really, no. It's just like, this is the offer that they make for you. It's like, the catch is like, you kind of got to just, they'll lead you out and that's it. You got to kind of do the rest of it on your own. There's not going to be any help or anything.
They just happen to be going the direction I need.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. So since I didn't really get a connection, how do I find out exactly what I'm looking for?
There is a supplemental move that we will use. So that move is called forage. When you spend a day seeking food in the wild and your surroundings are not barren, roll plus wisdom. On a 10 plus, you gain 1d4 rations. Plus 1d4 rations, you have knowledge or gear you need to hunt or trap. On a 7 and 9, as above, but first you face a discovery or danger GM's choice. So we will roll wisdom and we'll go from there, basically.
Okay.
So it'll be a wisdom roll. So where are you headed, though? Is this like you're going where do they take
probably
you south? Like, is the base out?
I was thinking going around up north and west.
Northwest towards,
yeah, like there.
Towards the lake. Okay. So it's going to be a little bit harder then because you're kind of out of the delta for sure.
Oh, is that out of the delta?
Yeah, going north like this is heading back towards the Blessed Lake. Let me take us back to the world.
Okay, well, I do want to stay along the delta.
Mm-hmm. So right now, we're right here on the north side of the delta. Going north along the Road of the Demon takes you towards the Blessed Lake, whereas if you head south, you're into the delta, more of the swampiness and stuff.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, then probably I'm somewhere in between the two bends, the two forks.
In between the two forks. Where are you looking? Like over here to the south,
like
then, or over here?
Inside there, yeah.
In there. Okay. So then that's what the boat would like get you across and then basically drop you off, and you're kind of on your own out here.
Right.
So roll a wisdom and let's get this started.
Mm-hmm. This isn't going to go well.
What's your wisdom? Is it bad? Oof. Oh, you're doing fine.
It's a negative one.
Oh, it is a negative one. Oh, man. That would have been almost a success then. That's so funny. Okay.
Oof. It's not too bad. It's not too bad.
Let's see. Roll me 1d4, and we'll see how many of these like herbs and stuff you find.
Okay.
3, great.
Not bad.
Which type of herbs do you find? Like, is there something specific you're looking for? Your poisoner stuff has a bunch of poisons and things listed. So is there stuff that on that list you find, or?
No. Well, it's got to be something. It's some sort of drug.
Right.
Or it contains some chemical that will be used to get you high. I mean, it could be, like, just delta weed.
Just weed, yeah. You just find some weed. Possible. Okay. We can do that. Great. So you find, like, 3 uses of some sort of weed then. Okay.
You leave us for weed? For drugs?
But it's actual, like, medical stuff.
Oh, medical grade. Okay.
Medical grade. Yeah.
Can it heal you?
The real shit. I think it probably can heal you and make you just feel very relaxed.
Used in some type of whatchamacallit, like potion in a way.
Yeah, it can be smoked and it can have those effects, or you can put it in a potion.
Right.
I don't know if the potion would be more potent, possibly.
Possibly.
But yeah, I like that. It's we got some medical grade shit right here.
That sounds good to me. How long does it take you to find all this stuff? The rest of the day, you think, to find everything?
Yeah, I think I'm searching for quite a while before I find it.
Okay, that sounds good. Let me see. I'm trying to pull up something. Okay. Let's start. Roll me a D12.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see.
7.
What's that for?
That was scary.
It's, you know, it's okay.
I don't think I've ever heard Joe laugh quite like that before.
Roll me another D12.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh god, I'm scared for everyone.
Ooh. Nice.
10. Okay. Roll me one more.
No.
One. Okay. So there's something in the plants that you kind of find. You're only able to, it's, even though you spend like all day out here, you kind of see like there's some type of like fungus that's kind of like taking over this weed and stuff. And it's like, you're not sure what it is, but it seems like this like very aggressive like fungus is
in all of them.
Not on, like, you see signs of it on all of them and stuff.
So
there's something interesting out about it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yay, fungus!
Let's see if it's a good fungus.
Yeah, we'll have to see. But yeah, so add, so like you have like 3 parts of like a weed, and then mark 1 thing of like a fungus that you have as well. So you make a little discovery on your little journey there into the waste.
Sounds good. Yeah, is there, there's no weight, is there?
No weight to these things. So,
okay.
Because you are already almost at your max, you are at your max load.
Oh shit, I'm carrying a lot of stuff.
You are, okay. And you cannot get rid of these pots and pans to save your life.
That's like literally.
Yeah, literally.
Right. Wow.
But you end up like camping out here and stuff. So mark off a ration as you're out here kind of rummaging around and stuff, and then you'll be able, let's have you roll one more connection to kind of see if, how fast it, you can get back to Denhaven as well.
Okay.
So that would be a charisma.
Right.
Mm-hmm. 6. Okay. It takes a while, you know? Like, you're out there for at least overnight, and then in the morning, like, those same guys making their way back up to towards the Delta to you. And I don't know. They see, they notice some of the fungus on that you have, and just like they will not let you in the boat if you have it. So they are telling you, like, get rid of that. That stuff will ruin food. Please do, please get rid of that. But if you're trying to come with us back to Dunhaven.
Well, I don't want to get rid of it.
Ah, well, then we're going to leave you here, because that shit will eat, will make all of our food rot. So we cannot have you come with us.
Yeah, but I think I could do something about it.
Like what? What are you going to do?
I'll scrape it off really good.
It's a fungus, dude. The roots are in it. You got to get rid of it, or that's it.
I'll find my way back.
Okay. How exactly are you going to try to do that? Because there is now a river in between you and Denhaven.
Yeah.
How good of a swimmer is Gim?
Well, I was going to, oh shit. I thought I had a bag full of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do my dungeon rations have a rope?
Your adventuring gear, you mean? Oh, you don't have adventuring gear. Dungeon rations are adventuring food. Gear. Yeah, dungeon rations are food.
Because I thought I had adventuring gear, but I guess I don't.
No.
Nice.
Get your shit together, ball. No, I'm adventuring gear? What kind of adventurer can you call yourself if you're dominating?
Stuck in the middle of the river.
Yep.
Stuck between 2 forks.
Let's see. Measuring. It's a couple miles across.
Oh my god. 5 miles.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
I'm probably gonna like try to make some sort of raft.
Okay. How do you do that exactly? Is that like a strength type of thing? Is it a dexterity about tying good rope knots and things?
Well, I think I need to somehow use my rucksack to find a way to make knots. I'm gonna get some wood.
I mean, you can make wood with your burning brand as well, at least a little bit. So maybe as long as you have some trees, use your burning brand to tie some knots or something. I don't know. How does that, would that work?
My burning brand to tie some knots. What do you mean?
I'm just making suggestions. If you have something in mind, we can talk it through.
Well, let's see. I do think I can use the burning brand probably to cut some things up.
Sure. Use some wood to kind of help help with it. Sure, it's up to you.
Use my wood. Oh, wait, the burning brand isn't... Yeah,
it's not wood. Fire, it's wood for you. So
yeah, that's all right. It's some really sharp wood.
I mean, okay, it's dangerous. Well, so,
gosh, it's very dangerous. Maybe that'll come in handy.
Okay.
Roll constitution.
Yeah. 7. Okay. I think you have to spend at least another day out here, then. With your burning brand, it helps. You're able to make a good raft, but it still takes you another day. So mark off another dungeon ration, then. The next day, you'll be able to float back across the river.
Dang.
Still with the fungus and everything.
Yeah.
Cool. Alrighty. So you are able, after all this, how do you feel spending 2 days alone out in the Delta? How does it feel?
It was a, probably, honestly, a life-changing experience.
How's
my rucksack.
Oh, you lost it. Okay.
Well, I used it to make the raft, so it's gone.
Okay.
I had to tie knots with it.
Sure. All right. Well, then we'll have to remove your rust stack then from your gear. That didn't have any weight, so you're just kind of carrying stuff then. How's the fungus? Is it still kind of separated from the rest of your stuff, or has it grown?
I don't think it separated, but I do think it's probably gotten even more moist. From just sitting in the bags overnight, So it's probably grown a little.
Okay. We can go with that then. That sounds interesting. So as you make your way into town, though, it's been 2 days since you left. So when you come back into town, you actually do run into people from the Metallic Road who are in town. It seems like some members of this town have hired the Metallic Rote to take care of the gopher worm problem they experienced a couple days ago. They're pretty dangerous. And it's part of the deal that Burnt set up with the town to help with some manufacturing, if they're going to provide a little bit of protection. So this is kind of the first sort of instance of that. You have these herbs, though, with a little bit of fungus on them. So what do you do? Do you go try to find a different contact to see if you can sell them to somebody? Or is there somebody who came with the Metallic Rote that you know and that you can give, that will be sure to get it back to your guy back in Boiling Springs?
Yeah, there's probably somebody that knows him.
Okay.
Can I trust the Metallic Rote?
If this guy is part of your contacts, then yeah, it should
probably at least trust somebody in there, yeah.
Yeah. But you also have this fungus that's growing as well, so we should have you roll connections again, charisma, and see how this new guy feels about you.
Yeah, because I think Liedrich might be into it, but we'll see.
Okay, yeah. Do you want to roll the connection then? Okay, success. Yeah, this dude is into it. He'll take your stuff off you for... How many coins is this? 20 coins, and with a warning of the fungus, so they'll know.
Hey, is this guy interested in any pots and pans?
Let me do a luck roll and see. Just two.
Oh, shit. Metallic Rogue.
Sorry, no. He's not really. He's just in, he's here. He got hired to do a job to get rid of these gopher worms. He can't. The herbs don't weigh anything, so it'd be easy for him to kind of bring back and forth. Pots and pans are. Pots and pans weigh two. He's not interested in them.
Okay, so how much are they? Like 20 cents a piece or?
20 coin a piece.
A piece. So yeah. 60.
Yeah.
And he's bringing it back to Liedrich?
He's going to bring it back to Liedrich.
Wow.
You got, it's a 12 on this charisma. So this is a guy you can trust. He'll make sure he gets to Liedrich. He'll be warned about the fungus. He'll know the location where he found it, which is everything Liedrich is asking for.
Nice. I like it.
Yeah. Great. Okay. Now we're going to come up to the next part of you got to get out of this, to get to the next town. And it's already been 2 days. And the last time it took 3 days for you guys to get from here up to the next town. So let's see.
They're way ahead of me probably, right?
They're probably pretty far ahead, so this is going to be a little bit, but there's a way that you can kind of, with Metallic Rote here to kind of push out some of these dangerous creatures around. So the route that can be pretty easy to do, like they went slow along the route to avoid dangerous animals and stuff.
Yeah,
so but it's going to cost you if you're going to hitch a ride with the Metallic Rote in order to and keep going. Like they're gonna basically go like halfway, deal with the worms, and then you're gonna keep going. So it's gonna cost you about 100 coin to make sure that it's safe and get there, or we can do some rolls. How are you feeling? You have a lot of money.
100 coin, huh? Can I
and you just got 60, so you're up to 371.
Yeah, coin. I know. I could just give them 100 coin.
Sure, and that'll be that. And then you'll arrive kind of just behind when the other guys showed up in town, honestly. How does that sound?
That sounds worth it.
Okay. All right. I'm going to leave 100 coin then from you.
Sweet.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Great. But you arrive up north, a place called the Gate of the Traveler, where everybody else is. And you run into them. So last time, guys, we were talking about going to do stuff, but also it seemed like you guys had some ideas of what to do at night. So I'm wondering, do you guys, is this like the next morning from our last time, or is this still like evening? You guys have something in mind that you guys want to do?
Where are we?
You guys are up here over at the tavern that Joe named Barons at the Chat Crossroads, was it?
So, yeah. I was kind of like going back and forth between like kind of remembering Fluffernubs and not.
Yeah. We can do the recap now at this point too to kind of help you guys out.
That's what stuff. I was just thinking.
Lisa agrees.
Recap!
Okay, great. Then we'll have it that Gim actually does meet up with you guys then. And then we'll have it like the recap as like you guys explaining to each other, like, oh shit, we did this. How did your trip go and stuff?
So, yes.
Okay. All right. So the recap. Last time, our gang wakes up the next day to being treated as heroes. Dalem spent the morning talking with Rat, and he offers advice about what to look out for in the world. Brunt is happy to have gotten some money from the salamanders and keep his forge. At this time, the gang got set up with some free and discount gear. Brent offers to help the group with messages and help Boiling Springs with manufacturing. And before you guys left, you guys saw a group of salamanders were talking about their creation story for the world of Ios, the place that we're in. Dalem, using Spiranula's power, noted that the disruption of the old empire and details of something called the Ascension were vague and seemed like something about them was off. Afterwards, the guys set out on a journey north towards the Gate of the Traveler. You guys run into some trouble with some naked gopher worms digging pits in the road, and one of them even grabs Dalem. Dalem gets dragged to the nest of these creatures as the rest track him down. After some mishaps with the light spell, the mother gopher worm appears, and after some quick thinking and some more lights from a stone, the gopher worms are scared off. After a quick loot, the gang finally make their way over to something called a megalith. When stepping foot in the area of the megalith, our little fluffer nubs reveals her true form. A large, bipedal wild lioness with long forearms resembling Baxi. Amel, this was actually a thing that came up. In the color description for fluffer nubs is like a black cat with like little white splotches and stuff. So instead of a lion, is she more of a panther then?
Yes, I like that.
Great. Okay, I'll change that right now. All right.
But she can still be kind of like, you know, furry like a lion.
Sure, but like the black fur, though, with the white spots, though, right? For sure.
Yeah.
Great. Fluffernubs in the game examine the megalith and see a story of the Fae. The images engraved on the side of the megalith show the Fae protecting a large five-headed dragon. As the group makes their way to the Gate of the Traveler, Mina and Dalem notice something in the air. Oh, that's right. We have to have Dalem roll a constitution in a minute. Actually, do that right now, Dalem. Can you roll me a... Or Gim, sorry. Can you roll me a constitution?
Yes.
7. Gim, as you enter the town, there's like a smoke and a haze hanging over the town that seems like it feels like your burning brand feels like dampened in a way. It's not like lesser at this point, but you definitely feel like your magic is kind of disrupted as you enter the town.
Okay.
Yeah. And
Gim has magic?
Gim has his burning brand, which is magic.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was bestowed magic.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Forcibly.
Mm-hmm. And that's important because the smog, it does seem to be like the smog is disrupting, affecting magics. And while most people seem to think it's just a cold going around, Mina's connection to Fluffernubs was being disrupted, and Dalem, who's immune to poison, started producing like an effervescent gas out of his skin.
Oh, and my seems gosh.
Yeah, so he's kind of like shimmering a little bit.
Yeah.
You guys find a bar and start asking questions. They learned the smog was new, even though the oil was coming from the same place. Something had changed in the past few months, and everyone's feeling it. Even the local thieves group, led by Edge Whisperer, is feeling the smog and the illness. The group's Golden Guard around aren't helping much either. The chat ends with them learning the town lord would be able to talk to you about the smoke, but the oil itself is coming from the trade manager. The gang has some options ahead of them what to do with the situation, but let's not forget how much Dalem needs to find some nighttime companionship.
I did forget about that.
I was going to say, you were like determined to find a prostitute last time.
That's right. I remember. Because did I come into some money or something?
I don't think so. We arrived in this town and you just decided, I need a prostitute.
Nice.
You still only have 5 coins. So, nope, you didn't. You individually did not come into coin. But Gim's here now and he has a lot of money.
Thank
you. I do have a decent amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
What do we need?
We need hoes, man.
Need hose?
We need hose.
Let's get
hose. It's been really nice catching up with you and everything. Now that we all know what's going on here, I really like all being on the same page and everything. It's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, so you guys are here. So do you guys, I mean, this is the part of like, it's kind of like the end of the night. Do you guys pay for like a room and stuff? Or it's like, nah, we got to figure out this smoke to see what's going on. So what do you guys do?
I at least think I might be too uncomfortable and want to try to figure out what's happening.
Right, because your magic is being disrupted and stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, even though I don't know this magic very well yet, it just...
Fluffernubs is not a fan of it
feels
either.
Uncomfortable.
No. Okay. What about everybody else, though? Is this like you guys are going to go over to the Lord's mansion and try to talk to him about the smoke?
Right now, at night, when he's probably with his prostitutes?
Perfect. Then you don't have to pay for any yourself.
Oh, that's a great point. Great point.
Is that how that works?
Borrow his. He has 2 probably. He can just, he's probably a generous guy.
That's a good point.
That's interesting.
I mean, you know, we could always go check. I don't have any money. And these ladies, you know, I was just hoping I'd be charming enough. I'm so intelligent, you know.
So intelligent. Okay.
I thought you might be trying to like find some random hoes because you were trying to like convert them to not be hoes anymore.
Is that what I was doing? Gosh, I don't remember.
I don't know if there was a reason behind it. I think Gim just, I think Adalem just made a decision about him as a person.
And his own needs.
Yeah.
Maybe this smoke
I would is say
in different ways.
We should
maybe
try and figure this one out in the morning.
Okay.
And maybe I should just go look for some prostitutes on my own. You know, do the cycle of renewal with Spiruluna Nula and you know, pay homage. It's very
how do you, important. Is that what the ritual is during this? Because
one of them. Dalem is still exploring his religion.
Yeah, he's exploring, all right. All right.
Joe, don't you think it's a little rude to be, you want to wait till the morning, but now is the time that this ritual happens, and can't you see that he's trying to partake in this ritual, and it's very,
you can't get in the way of my sacred rights.
Yeah.
No, that's fine, do your business. I mean, we can solve all the smog in the air tomorrow.
I agree.
If I were to be up.
All right. So you guys can get a room here and then do what you guys need to do. Let's see. So a room at the bar you're staying at. So it says for a week stay at a civilized inn. Are you guys planning on staying here a long time, or are you guys going to be here like a night or two? How are you feeling?
Maybe. I don't like it here. Let's get in and out.
Oh, really?
A couple of days at most.
I thought it was nice. Well, yeah, no, I wouldn't mind staying here if we can get rid of all this smog, but otherwise we gotta get out.
Okay.
Sure, I guess that makes sense.
All right, well, to stay here for a couple days at least will cost you...
Days, yeah.
Yeah, it'll stay cost you 10 coin. So somebody pay 10 coin to the barkeeper and you'll have a room here. Won't be a problem. And then Knight's... Joe, you got it? Or... Okay.
97.
Great. Nice.
Quick question. Then, I just pay.
It's up to you guys. Right. Too late. Joe already marked it off. It's okay. So, Emil, what's your question?
Am I only at level 2? I am, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then I should I have 4 XP already? I feel like I should be at 0 for some reason.
You had a bunch of XP that you got towards the end of last session.
So I leveled up once and I got 3, 4 more afterwards kind of thing?
Yeah, for more. the end of session stuff, you got a bunch.
Okay. Well, then I'll leave, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Then I'm good. I leveled up my dexterity, by the way.
Dexterity. Okay.
Although, wait. If I want to carry more stuff, I should probably do strength.
That's strength, yeah.
Okay. I'll just do strength instead.
Okay.
Like a good person. Okay, now I can carry more stuff.
Great.
Is the load thing automatically done?
It's supposed to. It's supposed to be base. Oh, it doesn't look like it's doing it. Okay. We'll check that out in just a minute. Let's see what we can get. But
okay, cool.
So and then if you guys need nighttime's companionship, it'd be 20 minus your charisma coins.
Well, I have 16 charisma. And 5 coins. Mm-hmm.
So it'll cost you 4 coins then.
Well, I'm in luck.
I know. Look at you.
Do I have to roll charisma or is it just minus straight charisma?
It's just minus straight charisma. There's no roll. It's just available.
It's fantastic. I'm so such a fortunate dude.
Yeah.
So yeah, Dalem definitely, you know. Okay, so Dalem needs to do his little ritual too, I think. I don't think he's done it today, has he?
No, so you do need to do that.
So he's going to go over to where the hoes be at.
Okay.
And he's going to do his little ritual over there and see if any of them, like, come over. And then he's going to talk to them and try to, like, you know, he's going to talk to them. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Well, now this is a role. Like, if you're trying to, like, basically hypothesize to them in a way. So
that makes sense.
Yeah. So I think this is a charisma role then.
You want Gim to go with you?
Well, he's not necessarily trying to, like, proselytize to them. He's just, like, wanting to strike up a conversation if it happens to be about his faith or what he's doing. He's into that.
Okay.
But it's, like, a more of a free-form conversation.
Okay.
Isn't your ritual taking a dump?
Oh, shit. It might be. Oh, my God.
That was one of them.
Over to the table and take a dump.
That was one of the rituals that we saw. Another one was like a bath And another one was like the whole ritual with like the little candle and the mud and stuff.
This is a different kind of ritual, I think.
Okay.
I think
there's not a bathhouse in this place.
I think, what? Is there a bathhouse?
You tell me. I'm asking.
Yeah, definitely. I'd love that. That's great.
Okay.
Let's see. Do I need to describe this bathhouse?
Yeah, and ping where you think it is.
All right. Let's see. So there's a bathhouse. Can you describe what the buildings are on here for me again? I remember the two large ones that are almost.
Yeah, the two large ones. One of them is like the governor, like Lord's Manor and stuff. The other one's the trade manager's house and stuff. The rest of them are kind of these kind of longer buildings that are built up right up against the wall.
Because
remember, the dwarves built this town to keep with the crossroad image that it had before, because they're very much about tradition over function. So this place doesn't make sense, but because it is a crossroad and the dwarves are like, yeah, we're gonna keep it as a crossroad, literally. So but like all these kind of like browner buildings that are right up against the walls and stuff, that's where kind of like the homes and like some of the real, the more permanent stuff is. So it could be any of these places would be sort of like, all right, we managed to make like a little bathhouse hot tub in here.
Okay. And what's on the walls?
You're talking about these little structures here? Those are supposed to be gates. Okay. So like places you can kind of pass through to go to like other places without needing to go like all the way around and stuff.
All right. So there's like an inner and an outer kind of housing?
Yeah, for homes and stuff. Yeah, definitely. Like stuff built on either sides of the walls and stuff.
I feel like this would be more on the outer side for some reason.
Sure.
Because it might be like a little cheaper.
Okay.
Oh, makes so let me choose.
Yeah. Just ping one.
If I can remember.
Left click. There it is.
There.
Okay. Bam.
Bathhouses. Let's see. We have to think of a name, huh?
Yeah. What's the name of this place?
Oh God. Really?
What?
Hang on. Maybe I can make it better. Something about like rinse and fluff.
Rinse and fluff,
you know, like know. That's fluffing.
Yeah. Okay.
It's supposed to mask as like, you know.
Yeah, it's a front where you come in, you have a bath, and you go in the back room for a quote-unquote massage.
God.
Yeah.
Boss said the rinse, tuck, and fluff.
Oh my God. What's being tucked? Wait, don't answer that.
It's the towel, of course.
Oh, sure, yeah. Okay.
All right, the old RTF.
Yeah, very cool. All right, pay your, what was it, 4 coins for entry? Does anybody else go with you?
Ooh, this is a personal mission.
Mm-hmm.
Things might get crazy.
I was going to go, but if it's personal...
I don't want to watch you again. I don't want to make sure you don't steal stuff off these poor servants of Spiranula.
We would split up at some point.
All right, let me pay my 4 coins. Hang on.
Okay.
Do they talk about how cute I am or something when I walk in?
Yeah, I think so. Because, I mean, your charisma is pretty high.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely something about you that, like, yeah, people are interested, you know?
It's my tall, lanky nature.
As a half dwarf?
Ooh, you're so exotic.
Oh my God. No, bad phrase.
Exotic.
Yeah. Briefly, as vaguely as you want, what is Dalem interested in?
Briefly and as vaguely as you want.
Yeah.
Love it.
We'll talk about what type of person Dalem goes after, and then we'll just pull the curtain for what happens next.
Okay. What is the ritual like though? Maybe I should discern realities and see what's around.
It's just a service. So you already paid the coin, so you get a pick. Like there's no role to do this.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are my options? What's around?
What do you want?
Oh my God.
Guys, girls, in between.
That's the thing. There's so many different, are there different species going on here?
I don't know about that much, but there certainly are different like races and stuff around, so I don't know what everybody's packing.
Wow. Neither does Dalem. He goes for the strangest thing available.
Which would be what? He wants
to be surprised. Is there a large tabaxi around?
Sure, absolutely.
Get it.
Big fluffy cat.
Yeah, big fluffy cat. He wants to be smothered.
Male, female, unknown.
I don't think it matters.
Okay, great. But yeah, you have a nice cleansing bath. You do it in definitely like a more of a ritualistic pattern. I think there's probably a couple people who kind of like copy you a little bit. It's like, hey, he's onto something over there. But then like you meet yourself, your large furry friend, and we close the curtain on you. What about everybody else? What are you guys up to this night? Joe, you seem pretty determined to have some time tonight and do the confrontation tomorrow morning. So is there something in mind you had going on, or?
No, just I don't care for all of these trivialities.
Got it. Okay.
Also, I like sleep.
Sleep is good. Sleep is great.
Yeah, sleep is sounding pretty good for me too. I don't know. This place is weird and messing with my head and fluffing up here. Won't stop talking about, I don't know, some weird dragon or I don't know, whatever. I'm tired. What? Ew.
So gross. I'm not reading that.
Is it part of the ritual?
I'm not sure. I'm just, the curtain was closed.
Okay.
Anyway.
Anyways, yeah. So, but yeah, everybody else, is anybody else doing anything tonight, or are we going to the next morning?
Nothing else for me. I'm ready to figure out what we're doing for tomorrow.
So it sounded like you guys want it. We're interested.
Sorry.
I would say for going forward, it seemed like you guys were interested in talking to the Lord about kind of the smoke or going to the trade manager and dealing with the oil. So that was kind of like last time we left off there.
I thought the oil and the smoke were related.
They're related. But like one of the things you guys were talking to a bartender about was like, okay, public health, go talk to the Lord. If you want to go see what's going on with the actual oil, go to the trade manager.
Okay, so the person who's in charge versus the source.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I figured we go talk to the person in charge. Give us more information before we go deal with the source.
Mm-hmm. I think Dalem feels like public health is more first concern, so see if there's anything we can do about it through like existing channels.
Okay.
The person who moved in the tub is concerned about public health.
Yeah.
Hey. It's a renewal ritual, okay? He feels a lot more concerned about that now.
Sure, he's feeling very refreshed indeed.
Yeah, he realized the error of that way.
Oh boy. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter at drawnmaps and poorlymap@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe on your podcast app of choice. See you next time. Intro and outro music can be found at epidemicsound.com.